KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A cow moose steps out of the shrubby willows near the Yukon River in western Alaska, followed by a small, high-stepping calf of the year. The calf was born here, but his mother was born upriver, and over the past few years, she's worked her way downriver into this excellent habitat. Moose are recent colonizers to this area. 100 years ago, moose were rare on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. But today, this region surrounding Bethel has one of the highest moose densities and fastest growing moose populations in Alaska.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Trump administration is welcoming the newest group of refugees, Afrikaners.
Welcome.
It's Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Landau greeting the group of white men, women, and children who arrived today at Dulles International Airport from South Africa. Landau says they're fleeing persecution.
They tell quite harrowing stories of the violence that they faced in South Africa that was not redressed by the authorities, by the unjust application of the law. The United States, as we were proud to say, stands for equal justice under law.
But critics question the Trump administration's decision to grant the group refugee status on the grounds that members of the white ethnic minority that once ruled South Africa during apartheid are being discriminated against. Meanwhile, the Episcopal Church says it is morally opposed to resettling white Afrikaners in the U.S. Today, it announced it would sever its partnership with the government to resettle refugees. President Trump is leaving the door open to raising tariffs on China again. The U.S. and China agreed to substantially lower their tariffs on each other's goods over the weekend, but that pause is only for 90 days. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben has the latest.
At a White House press conference, a reporter asked Trump if Americans should expect tariffs on Chinese goods to go back up to 145% if the U.S. and China do not reach a long-term deal.
No, but they would go up substantially higher. You know, at 145, you're really decoupling because nobody's going to buy.
Trump told reporters he could possibly talk to Chinese President Xi Jinping this week. Today, Trump heads to the Middle East, where he will travel to Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. The White House is currently in talks to receive a luxury Boeing 747 from Qatar, a plane that could be used as Air Force One. It's a move that could be illegal. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News, The White House.
Idan Alexander, the last known living American hostage in Gaza, has been released by Hamas. The group and an Israeli official confirmed to NPR earlier that the 21-year-old was released into the custody of the International Red Cross and returned to Israel. President Trump, as we've just heard, is en route to the Middle East, where he is scheduled to visit Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. A listeria outbreak in the western U.S. has sickened at least 10 people. As a precaution, the Food and Drug Administration says the company Fresh and Ready Foods has voluntarily recalled some ready-to-eat sandwiches and snack items. They were sold in Arizona, California, Nevada, and Washington State. The FDA says the products were sold in vending and break room areas in various facilities during the last 2 weeks of April. It's NPR News. For weeks, moderate and conservative House Republicans have been at odds over the best way to find savings in Medicaid, on which millions of low-income Americans rely in order to pay for their spending bill. NPR's Elena Moore has more.
Conservatives pushed for a decrease in federal contributions to states with Medicaid expansion, which increased eligibility for lower-income, childless, working-age adults. But that's not in this plan. Instead, the proposal zeroes in on reforms with broader support within the conference, like work requirements and increased eligibility checks. According to a report commissioned by Democrats from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, it's estimated at least 8.6 million people will lose health insurance if these changes are adopted. Elena Moore, NPR News.
Good night and good luck is apparently officially a hit. stars and is co-authored by George Clooney, and it has been breaking Broadway box office records. Jeff Linden has more.
George Clooney's play about journalist Edward R. Murrow going up against Senator Joseph McCarthy has not just resonated with Broadway audiences, it's been bringing them in droves.
There are a certain kind of people wired a certain kind of way.
With a top ticket price of $799, the play was the first to gross over $4 million in weekly box office tallies. It plays in a large Broadway house, better known for such long-running musicals as Cats and Mamma Mia. The production has offered 2,000 subsidized tickets to New York school kids and received 5 Tony nominations, including George Clooney for Best Actor.
That's Jeff Linden reporting. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, southwest winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 9 feet. And Tuesday, south winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, southwest winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet. And Tuesday, south winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, gale warning today. Today, southwest winds 35 knots, seas 16 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 30 knots, seas 12 feet. And Tuesday, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 8 feet with rain. Port Hedland and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory tonight. Today, south winds 30 knots, seas 7 feet. Tonight, south winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet. And Tuesday, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, gale warning today. Today, southwest winds 35 knots, seas 9 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet. And Tuesday, south winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, scattered showers, mostly cloudy with highs near 43. Southwest winds 30 to 35 miles per hour with gusts as high as 45. Tonight, scattered showers, mostly cloudy with lows around 38. Southwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts as high as 35. And Tuesday, rain likely, mainly between 1 and 4 p.m. Cloudy, highs near 45. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Pop-Off Island. There was a high tide at 2:19 at 7 feet 2 inches, a low at 9:22, a minus tide of 9 inches, a high at 3:59 p.m. at 5 feet 5 inches, and a low at 8:52 p.m. at 2 feet 8 inches. Your sun rose at 6:37 this morning, and your sun will set at 10:40, bringing us up to 16 hours and 4 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Let the music play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, carnival, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, carnival, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along.
life underground. Trust my ears, I don't believe my eyes. I will not fall in love, I cannot miss the bed. There's hearts and breath and toys, so easy to forget. Just another day, there's murder in the air. It drags me when I walk, I smell it everywhere. Just another day, when people cling to light, they drive away the fear that comes with every night.
It's just another day. It's just another day. This is a story of a famous dog. But the dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs. Dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Funky dogs, nasty dogs.
Welcome to KSDP's Senior Spotlight Special, where we will be showcasing seniors from around the district. This Senior Spotlight Special will be on Sandpoint's Morgan Gunderson. Morgan Gunderson was born February 18, 2007 in Anchorage, Alaska. She is described by her mom as being athletic, strong-willed, ambitious, witty, independent, and beautiful. Most teachers describe Morgan as being a hard-working student. Her favorite memory of high school is when the whole school got to go out and play softball on the field. The best advice she has for a successful high school career is to manage your time well and have fun. Morgan would like to thank the entire community and her family for supporting her in everything she does. And her plans for after graduation are to go to college and work to receive her bachelor's degree. Morgan Gunderson, we are proud of you. And on behalf of KSDP, congratulations.
Alaska Morning News. weekday mornings at 8:06 and 9:06 a.m. Take a 5-minute spin through Alaska's statewide headlines before heading out for the day. Courtesy of the Alaska Public Radio Network.
just don't know the reason why. Ooh, I can't give you up.
Just can't give you up.
It's harder and harder, yeah, for me to stay away from you. I